Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
School is back in session. That's right, drop-offs and pickup, math homework, and science projects. You know what parents don't have time for? To think about what to eat for dinner. Fortunately, Home Chef can take the stress off of the parents by providing fresh, pre-portioned meals for the entire family. Home Chef makes cooking simple. Fresh food delivered, easy recipes to follow, and meals that actually taste great. Home Chef is rated number one by users of other meal kits for quality, convenience, value, taste, and recipe ease. You can get classic recipes with fresh ingredients, 30-minute meals, or oven-ready trays, or even quick microwave options. There's even a dedicated family menu for hassle-free, delicious dinners. Home Chef has 30 meal options each week, with choices for the different diets and tastes and appetites. Plus, it's affordable. Home Chef customers save an average of $86 per month on groceries. For a limited time, Home Chef is offering our listeners 50% off and free shipping for your first box, plus free dessert for life. Go to homechef.com/plus. That's homechef.com/plus for 50% off your first box and free dessert for life. Homechef.com/plus. Must be an active subscriber to receive free dessert.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I think plus minus kind of tell you a lot.
Murray steps back. Bang! 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 Exclamation point!
The plus minus statistic.
It's a stat that tells the truth.
Are you a believer in that statistic?
You tell me. I know it's good to be a plus.
It's Warriors plus minus.
Plus minus, plus minus.
Oh, man, the season hasn't begun. This is crazy. Warriors beat the Lakers 119-109 to open the season. I got Nick Friedel. I got the homie. Our first time ever kicking it in a locker room as teammates together. Laughing at the competition. No, we wasn't doing that, man. What's up, Nick? Welcome back, Nick. Welcome back.
It was awesome to be able to look over at you in that locker room and be like, yep, Marcus and I are on the same team. That was pretty cool. And to be in and around this team, I mean, Mr. Thompson, this group, any number of different things can happen.
Man, but you know,
I've been
right?
saying the same thing for several weeks now. This team is happy around one another. They feel like they've got everything kind of figured out in the moment. And personally, having watched Jimmy for so many years, to see him around Steph and Draymond and being around Kuminga and being that veteran that the group really needs and wants to kind of learn from and vice versa, that was pretty interesting to watch in real time after the opener.
It's funny because, you know, Jimmy had the candle going before the game. And apparently I thought this might have been a Jimmy, an old Jimmy ritual that comes with it. But, you know, I guess this is a fairly new Jimmy ritual, but it definitely fits the vibes. Because look, Nick, and you probably remember this. Nothing makes the Warriors feel better than a win in LA. You know what I'm saying? Like, a win in LA does things for them. First off, they just love LA. It's just people around. But man, after the game, when they win in LA, everybody's good. Like, everybody's feeling good. They're meeting people. They're hanging out. This was, I'm not saying this is the start of like how the season's gonna go, because we went through this last year when they went 12-3 and then it fell apart. But man, this is a team that feels really good. They got one day before Nikola Jokic come in town, but you're right, man. We talked about this, and that was kind of the visceral, like, wow, this team is, they're in kumbaya mode for real. Like, this is love right now.
Marcus, the thing that cracked me up walking out of there for late at old crypto.com arena was we're sitting there and everybody's coming through the interview room. And unlike so many other times, at least when I've seen different teams roll through L.A., they're so happy to be in L.A. that all they want is to get the hell out and go see their friends or go see the dinner that they've got set up. Doesn't matter.
The business people they were with and all and that.
100%. But to your point, the Warriors were so happy to get a win and were feeling so good about how they got that win. It was like, hey, what's up? Everybody's talking to each other. Everybody's lingering in the locker room. There's all kinds of people always in LA kind of hovering outside. They were all over the place. So we cannot stress enough, one, that it was just one game. There's a lot more to unfold here. But two, the good feeling and the vibes are pretty damn high right now for a Warriors team that was feeling all this coming into the season. And it was like that second half especially was validation that, hey, we're on the right track and we're still pulling the right way right now.
So, to me, there are two elements about this feel-good. Because, you know, Steph is Steph, man. Steph's going to be Steph. Like, he's the consistent. He's the constant. I mean, ditto for Draymond, right? He's not – he's the constant of influx, right? But – Dre
but he holds his own at
yeah,
that level.
Exactly.
Yes,
absolutely. Plus, Dre loves L.A. Like Dre, oh, Dre is one of the. Draymond is like, yeah, all right, we in L.A. now. It's a little different.
The wheels on the plane, Marcus, hit, and you know Draymond's got like Tupac just blaring in his.
You know what I'm saying?
It's living
and dying in L.A. Yeah. No question. Yeah, that's Dre. Dre is with that L.A. life. He's one of the people who does the podium. Comes out and like you can ask him whatever you want because he's just feeling good.
What's going on?
You can ask him whatever you want. That won't happen all season. But two significant kind of temperature checkers for the Warriors. We'll start with your guy because his temperature is still it's not changing and his impact in the locker room, like in the vibe of the team, and clearly on the court last night. Like, the Jimmy Butler love fest is still going. Like, obviously, remember they talked about they loved going to his house in San Diego, right? They loved it before the game. Jimmy goes up to Will Richard and is telling him, this is where I probably should have known Jimmy's gonna drop 30. Goes up to Will Richard, is like, man, Buddy's not your vet. Don't listen to anything, Buddy. Like, there's no cameras around. This is not a podium, right? This is not like a moment. This is this gym, them kind of ragging on each other. He's telling Will, hey, man, Buddy's not your vet. Whatever he says, don't listen to him. And then tells Trace, you know, hey, tell him, don't listen to Buddy, right? So they're feeling good. But they get on the court, and, like, they're going to Jimmy. Like, Jimmy's the, like, he's not the glue guy this night. Jimmy's like, hey, go punish the opponent. I've been saying this since last year. Jimmy Butler loves when a white guy's in front of him. He's going. Like, he's going. You throw Austin Reeves out there in front of him. So look, Jimmy's going. He ain't going,
I got a name for you in the past, Marcus. Gordon Hayward. You throw Gordon in front of Jimmy, and it is over.
The last dude I've seen go a white boy is like, this is Larry Bird. I'm telling you, like, this dude. you line one of them up. But then they put Gabe Vincent on him, right? And he started going at Gabe Vincent. That was the offense. So
the Miami connection. Remember, absolutely. That was,
yeah.
They know each other a little bit. That's a
great point. I forgot about that. Yeah.
They know each other a little bit.
This was a Jimmy Butler game. And I think you might have said this last pod, but like, Jimmy plays well in L.A. Does he play well in L.A.?
Jimmy loves L.A. Let us not forget in the annals of Jimmy Butler history that once upon a time, Jimmy was sponsored by the Jordan brand, and Mark Wahlberg during a game, and I mean, Marcus, I've seen a lot of stuff. I've never seen this. Mark Wahlberg during a game is giving Jimmy a hug. He's wearing his Jimmy Buckets t-shirt. He's got his shoes, and I'm going, this does not happen. And this is going to shock you, but this was after Tibbs left. This was a Fred Hoiberg special because it never would have happened otherwise. But Jimmy knows L.A. and he enjoys it just fine.
So this performance, like, went. I mean, you talk to Jimmy, you know him well. Give me Jimmy's night. I know you wrote about Jimmy too. Like, give me Jimmy's night from Nick Friedell's grand return to the NBA landscape. It's Jimmy. Like, this is written by the stars here. This is what you should be doing.
The more things change, the more they stay the same. I'm sitting there. We're sitting in there late writing it. I'm like, I'm in the middle of an NBA arena writing late about Jimmy Butler. Like, I know this feeling. I know how this goes. But, Marcus, I take you to two moments really quickly. One, and I was telling you before the game, on Friday, before that last preseason game, you know, there was some question, is Jimmy going to be okay? He missed a week. That ankle was bothering him. I'm standing in the Warriors locker room at Chase Center, and there's a door open to the practice floor. And out of the corner of my eye, I see this guy running back and forth on the floor. I'm like, who is in full uniform in a workout getting everything done before the preseason games? Why is this guy in a full uniform? And I look over, and it's Jimmy. And he wanted to get the feel of being back in the jersey, of feeling what that was like. He's got a
like workout. His actual game uniform.
It was a straight Clay move. Because Clay's the only other person I've seen that has done this. Full game uniform, like soaking wet, going through everything that he needed to. And I went, well, there's not a single doubt that Jimmy's going to be out there in the opener. He'll be ready. But on top of that, and it speaks to the moment you saw with Will Richard, which I think is so telling and underscores everything that we've been talking about with Jimmy and this team, especially to start the new year. Mr. Thompson, I almost passed out before the game. I'm sitting there listening to Steve Kerr, and Steve literally, he was asked about the leadership that Jimmy has provided the group early on, and he said, Jimmy has been a dream to coach. And I went, whoa, whoa,
Who's the last coach to say that?
I mean, Spoelstra said it in the beginning, but Spoelstra in Miami also in those first couple years is like, we're not an easy group, and he was saying the Heat, and Jimmy's not an easy guy to kind of fit in all the time, but that group and that team, they meshed, and it lasted for a while, and they had some really strong results, but it blew up like all the other times that it blew up, and I think it blew up in large part because the Heat weren't going to pay Jimmy, and in his mind, that's the ultimate respect. Yeah, you want to pay me as a max player, or you don't believe in me like that. Pat Riley and the Heat didn't. The Warriors did. And Draymond also put some good context around all of this. He said, we heard the stories about Jimmy, but from the day he showed up in San Francisco, he has been what you've seen. And anybody who's been around Jimmy, Marcus, they'll say, just give it time. Just give it time. It's only a matter of time. Everything's great now. It will eventually implode. Maybe. But I would only tell you, in my opinion, watching Jimmy and this Warriors group, that this is the team that he's been looking for, especially towards the end of his career, and this is the guy the Warriors needed to try and push one more time with Steph and Draymond, because Steph and Draymond provide a different level of veteran and winner than somebody than anybody else that he's played with throughout the course of his career, and he respects the hell out of those two guys.
I mean, it's a perfect setup for Jimmy because he's still got the ability to take over a game, right? Like we saw that. I mean, what did he finish with, like 14 free throws or something crazy? Like,
yeah,
he can just do that. He can just do it. And when
he was 16 of 16 because Steph was 8 of 8. He wanted to double Steph up.
So he can do this, but when he can't do it, it doesn't doom the team, right? Like, and the way they were setting up, it's game one, so who knows what Steve Kerr is doing, but they're going 8 on for Steph, 8 off, 8 on, 8, you know, like they're getting that. Like he's getting two 8-minute breaks, and he's playing 8-minute stretches. And those 16 minutes, that's Jimmy, right? And this feels perfect for him because this is what he can do. And now it's not like, all right, now when Jimmy's not going, it's all bad. And I do think he can feel that. Like he can feel like, all right, I can go when it's time to go. And when it's not, I got some other guys going with me. And one of those other guys was Jonathan Kuminga this night. This is the other guy who, you know, we've been talking about this dude for months. Like months, and it wasn't always in this light of, you know, this positive light. It was more just like, man, I don't want to be here, and I want this money. I want to get traded. So, and you know, Steph makes is declaring in the preseason like, hey, once this is all settled, you come in here and you gotta be about winning. It's one game, but he gets to start. You know, we didn't know what was going to happen. It could have gone the other way. He ends up getting the start. He plays 33 minutes. He's never played that much in an opener before. 20 was the max. And he looked like he's in as far as like what they wanted him to do. Even like the punctuating play of the night is Steph's 36-footer. But it's set up by Jonathan Kuminga getting an offensive rebound. I was joking with him before the game, you know, after the game. I was like, man, you know Steve loves that. He's over here like, oh, you know they love it, right? Like, you know that, you know, he knows that play they're going to love. But he spends the night on Luka. He had 6 assists. Right, and he let a couple go in the first half. He was 1 for 6, but you know that they probably didn't want him to take. But to me, it feels like Jonathan Kuminga knew this game at least, like he was gonna have the freedom. Like he's got some freedom. They're not gonna pull him out. They don't have the bodies. They need him. He knew he's getting 30 minutes this night, and he was able to play through a cold stretch. And as the big third quarter.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
You bet on the team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
I know you weren't like with the team last year when, you know, in the playoffs where he got benched and this was the thing, but you're well aware of the saga. Couldn't have a better opening night to the new Jonathan Kuminga experience, even if it ends in February, right?
I mean, number one, sure as hell made a great first impression after the double zero era. And Marcus, what I would tell you, having listened to Kerr leading up to the opener, is he played the kind of game on top of that offensive rebound that Kerr's been pleading with him to play, it seems like, for a long time, because it wasn't just the offense. Everyone agrees that the offense is there. It was getting back up and down the floor. It was playing the defense that we know is within him. He just has to find the consistency. And that third quarter was an eye-opener that maybe all that work that he's been putting in has started to pay off more. And I tie what we were talking about with Jimmy to what we're seeing with Kuminga as well, in that the thing that pissed Jimmy off in so many different places, and I'm thinking immediately to Carl Anthony Towns and Andrew Wiggins back in the Minnesota era, was he's sitting there saying, I want the young guys to put in the level of work that I do, that I know they're capable of. What the Warriors, again early on, but what the Warriors have been impressed with is they can tell that Kuminga has put in that work and his game is starting to evolve. And we're talking about sound bites and what caught both of our attention. I'm not a Kerr saying, you know, what's gotten Kuminga rolling? And he says, I think he's matured. And he's talking about in the way he plays, in the way he's carrying himself. Everything just feels like it's elevated a little bit. That is a very, very good sign for what potentially is ahead here, because they've all talked openly about how Steph, Jimmy, Draymond, Al, nobody's playing every night. So if you have these stretches where Kuminga knows he's going to get big minutes and he can do his thing, same with Pods, and they produce, well, then that is a very, very good thing if you're a Warriors fan.
FanDuel's got an offer you don't want to miss this NFL season. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season is here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When it comes to what your family eats and drinks, you know your choices matter. You're the expert, because you know what fits your life. And getting it right starts with good information. That's why America's beverage companies are sharing more information about our ingredients at goodtoknowfacts.org. No spin, no judgments, just the facts straight from the experts for more than 140 beverage ingredients. Visit goodtoknowfacts.org.
Abercrombie Kids knows how to make outfitting easy. Mix and match sets are their ultimate outfit hack for fall. Their sweatshirts and sweatpants are super cozy, and they always have the cutest colors and patterns. Shop fall's easiest outfit at Abercrombie Kids in the app, online, and in stores.
When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans, send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th, and never miss a meme or milestone, all protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at whatsapp.com.
Doug. Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Yeah, and you know, Jimmy's been part of that, right? He's been the guy talking to Kuminga. Steve pointed out how, like, he's in Kuminga's ear in practice. I mean, look, you got to shout out Kuminga because, you know, that negotiation was tough. He did not get what he wanted, right? Although he did get some more money, right? He's got he ain't struggling out here, but he did not get what he wanted. He definitely believes he's worth more. And you know, we've got this looming, like, trade hanging over the season. And look, we've seen players handle this all in a different fashion. But he has been pretty model in the situation. Which, you know, like, that's kind of why Aaron Turner is out here all in the video, right? You know, because Kuminga was always going to be a good dude when he got back in the locker room. He was, you know... it's not him to bring that energy, but he seems like he's in it. And even talking to him after, he's like, I'm just staying positive. Obviously, the question comes when, you know, maybe Moses Moody comes back and, you know, he's not starting and he's not playing 33 minutes, like how that all is handled. That's why Steph is like, it's a long season, right? It's a marathon. We got to remember that. But he seems like he's in a good place mentally to do that. And he's got Jimmy in his ear. The dividends of Jimmy Butler are still coming in. That's 54 million. The 54 million the Warriors paid him, and it seemed like nobody else would pay him. It's like paying off. Cause if you get Jonathan Kuminga's head into this game for this stretch, I mean, we can see that's going to be huge.
It fills in so many different gaps that the Warriors have needed. And Marcus, as we're talking about Kuminga, and you mentioned Jimmy and what he's done, I'd be remiss in both cases not to mention the guy that you know better than anybody, and it's Steph. Because it does feel like for both guys, and Steph mentioned this at Media Day, and I think we started to see it already as the season starts. He said, we can separate the business and what's going on with the team. And whenever Kuminga does get back in here, we know and believe that he'll be focused. Steph has set such a high standard, and Draymond is within this as well, but Steph is that kind of anchor that sets the tone for everybody else. Jimmy Butler knows it's Steph's team. It's Draymond's team. He doesn't want to screw that up, and he got paid, and he's just said, all right, this is a different culture than I'm used to, but I don't want to disappoint this guy. Jonathan Kuminga just turned 23 years old. He's been around this now 5 years. He's not walking in there being like, I don't want to piss Steph Curry off. Like, they know what he represents. And I do, I think probably because I'm coming back into it now after watching it for so many years before, there is such a feeling of respect towards Steph and towards Draymond in that room that when you see guys kind of fill in what the Warriors need and do the job that is needed. Again, can that last? It was one game. I mean, it was a fun game if you're a Warriors fan, but it was one game. But I think that the respect that has been generated for so long and the way Steph conducts himself on a daily basis, those guys walk in there and they think, we do not want to disappoint this guy or upset what's going on.
So I did want to mention briefly, Luka was incredible, and it was wild. I didn't feel this before. This felt like Luka's arena. Like, this felt like this, you know what I'm saying? It was like, hey, yo. Like, I didn't even see LeBron until the game started. And you're like, oh, LeBron's on the bench. But, like, even the crowd, like, he's running off the court and everybody's going crazy. I almost got ran over because, like, Luka's coming, he's running off the court. But ahead of him is these people, like, screaming, like, clear the way, clear the way. I'm like, what the heck is happening? And everybody starts going crazy. And it's like Luka jogging towards this way. And it was like Obama walked in. It was crazy. But it feels like Luka's team. And, like, he looked great. I find it discomforting if you're a Lakers fan that, like, he plays really hard. He's playing defense. He's looking great shape. He's taking all these shots. He, you know, essentially getting what he wants from the Warriors. And then at the end of the game, he's hobbled, right? It's like, come on, bro. Give us one full game. Right, of skinny Luka.
41 minutes on opening night also is something.
Yeah, it's like
that is a lot.
It's like it's just so you like, hey man, Luka, you know, MVP. Like this is Luka. It's like, oh dang it, Luka can't. You don't want Luka playing 40 minutes. I don't care what Men's Health magazine says. Right? I was like, he looked unstoppable. Then, oh, here we. This guy, like, he looked so good. He looked so good that it was just an interesting feel, like this transition that's happening with the Lakers. Like,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
I felt that.
I did too. And I thought Draymond had a pretty good line. You know, he's saying that LeBron is over there in his Phil Jackson chair. Because for those that didn't see the game, they've got this elevated chair where, it looks like a throne. Like LeBron is just sitting there kind of watching things at the end of the bench. But Marcus, I think it's a really, really good point because for so many years, you walk in to that arena and you're like, all right, LeBron. LeBron versus Steph, LeBron versus the Warriors, here we go. And Luka was so good that you really didn't think about it. The only thing I would say is, as I'm sitting there watching a box score last night and Luka's putting up all these points, it never felt like he was dominating the game. Because I always felt like the Warriors, especially in the second half, they had control. and they just started to kind of pull away a little bit more. What would really scare me if you are a Lakers fan is, hey, he played 41 minutes. He had all these numbers,
and it,
it just didn't do much for him. They just got knocked out there down the stretch.
And conversely, on the other side, right, I mean, we saw, like, the depth of the Warriors. Like, you know, they were able to – each guy's taking turn. I mean, Buddy catches fire, and, you know, pretty big time of the game, right? They just have these stretches where, like, a player is doing it. I mean, the Lakers had nothing. Like, Rui wasn't walking through that door this night, right?
Nope.
But, you know, Jimmy Butler has his stretch, and Kuminga has his stretch, and, you know, Buddy has his stretch, and obviously Steph is Steph. Like, you're seeing this depth with, you know, Moses Moody and De'Anthony Melton still shelved. I mean, Pod was cool. He didn't, you know, but, you know he's good. He's good for one of them stretches. You know, the guy who was impressive was the rookie.
There we go. There we go.
Hey, the rookie.
Yes, sir.
Like, yo, who is this kid? Like, man, I was talking about the game. I'm like, yo, do you know this floor that Kobe used to run on have crumbled many of veterans? So, like, you coming out there, your NBA debut, like, making plays, hitting open shots, just looking and feeling comfortable. Like, yo, who is this guy? Like, Al Horford had to be proud of his, you know, the second generation Gator out there, right?
Yeah,
his grandson and Gatordom, right?
He's got to be over on the bench giving the chop. I mean, like, Marcus, I think Kerr knew after that preseason game in Portland when he started Will Richard, and Will Richard was making plays and he was active and always with the Warriors, you know, you want to get ahead a little bit, you play defense. Like, you show that you can get your minutes and contribute that way. When Richard kind of rose up in that moment over the last week or so, Kerr and that coaching staff, they knew they had something. And I think he knew he was going to give them at least the opportunity because, like you said, I mean, you can play in a lot of different NBA arenas. The Garden in New York City and Crypto, the Artist formerly known as Staples, it's just different. It's a different feel when you walk out there. But Kerr has praised what Richard has brought throughout camp. He didn't think any stage would be too big for him. He just won a national title at Florida. And I think very quickly you've seen a young player who is seeing the results that come in and realizing, I'm going to be all right here. And the quick anecdote for fans that were watching was, Kerr said after the game, I like to get the game ball and give it to the rookie after they score their first basket. He said, I didn't even think about it. Didn't realize when Will scored to go grab the ball because it felt like Will had been out there for 7 years just knowing where to be on the floor and what to do. And I'm sitting there going, okay. I you don't want to put too much on any rookie, especially after one game, because every rookie struggles in this league. But in spot minutes for a deep team, I think he's going to be a perfect fit this year to give them a little spark when they need it.
Yeah, that the composure part was the part that impressed me. Like, there's just no part about him that looked rattled. And the Warriors have looked rattled before in that building. You know, they're coming, they're making a three. Austin Reeves is, like, weaving and getting touch fouls, and the place is going crazy. And, like, they swing to him in the corner. And, like, yo, he's sticking this. Like, that impressed me. Like, that impressed me that he's got that, like, his composure and the poise and all that you see. Like, it's one thing to see that stuff in preseason, right? Like, seeing it in that environment, like, but just for the record, for our listening audience, he did walk out with that ball, right?
Like, oh, yeah. He had that thing under his arm.
Yeah, he did.
He was ready to roll.
He's like, I ain't that much of a vet yet. Like, give me my rock. I need my game ball. All right, two last things I wanted to end with. Draymond, right? Draymond's the starting center. Right, the more things change, the more they stay the same, right? He's going to be the starting center. Like, watching Horford made it very clear that Horford needs to come off the bench because he's not going to be a 30-minute guy. You know, he like they pulled him at the end. They didn't go with Horford down the stretch. And he's 39, right? You could just like you could see that. And Quentin Post was like, all right, didn't move a mountain. So it looks like they're in the same spot. And it, you know, the Lakers, I don't think DeAndre Ayton like worries Draymond or
no.
And we saw there's a play at the end where Draymond's coming down, he sees Jackson Hayes and he just I know exactly what to do. Like, I'm driving to the shed to get the bucket and the foul. Yeah, yeah. It's like, and of course, Draymond hits the corner three, like at the moment you need it. We've been talking about the need to preserve these old guys. How are you going to play Draymond in the center for 70 games? Like, how are we still here?
I'm with you, and I would only say I think the hope is that they can bring Al along, and he can get to a point where slowly but surely you're playing him maybe a couple more minutes as the season rolls along, and you have him ready in mid-April to make that postseason.
Yeah, yeah.
Right now.
April 7 months away, bro. Like,
yeah, right. Draymond in January is going to be like, Al!
Because he's not getting games off, he's getting minutes off. You know what I'm saying? It's not like he's like, all right, Dre, you don't have to play center this month. It's like, Dre, you're getting 20 to 24 minute breaks, basically. Like,
That's right. It is so classic Warriors, though, that there's so many different storylines that Al Horford's debut with this group just goes completely under the radar because you're
yes!
like, all right. Like
it does.
Nine different other things that are happening. Yeah, Al played, and he didn't play that much, and you know he did fine. But
he did a couple things out there.
Yeah, he was making the extra pass, and you're thinking, okay, like he knows exactly where to be. I think when they need him the most, he'll be ready, assuming health, and that's of course the biggest if for this group as they move forward. But Marcus, I think that was the thing that you and I thought before everything started. It was what fans were wondering about. Where is that extra depth of the big body going to come from so that Draymond doesn't have to be put in that role? And as you look ahead a couple months from now, that conversation's not going away.
Or that Thursday when Jokic is playing. Like.
Bingo. Bingo. When Jokic comes in and Jokic is Jokic, you go, oh, okay, we might need to fix that. And But for Mike Dunleavy and that staff, that'll be something that they cross down the line. But as far as Horford goes, I think they are just so clearly trying to ease him so
yes.
cautiously into yeah. whatever's going on. So whatever you see from Al right now, I don't think it'll be anywhere close to what we're seeing when everything matters.
What do you think Horford's watching Marcus Smart flop all over the court?
I would say Marcus Smart looked like Marcus Smart, but what I kept flashing back to was he was like Chris Paul in Houston. Like in those last days in Houston where Paul was just like, he's getting touched and he's like 20 feet it's down the floor.
Yeah,
you're like,
yeah.
What happened? What is
Marcus Smart doing? Like, who is this guy? Man?
Stop. He's flopping on one side, then he's getting up and he's flopping again. I mean, you know, Steph's just looking at him like, come on, man. Really?
Yeah, that was wild. All right, Nick, we're out of here. We had a long night. We've done it, man. We started the season. Like, this thing is here now. No more offseason. We've got actual games. We've got stuff to talk about. And you know, we'll keep you tapped in on Warriors Plus Minus. From LA with my homeboy Nick Friedel, who is back, baby, back like ponytails, back like bra straps. You feel me? Welcome home, Nick. This is Marcus Thompson. Warriors Plus Minus, like, subscribe, leave a 5-star rating. You know, tell everybody how great we are when you share us with your friends and family. We appreciate you listening. Peace out.
Everything feels a bit uncertain right now. A few months ago, you never would have expected eggs being factored into your monthly budget. New sources of stress equal more opportunities for breakouts to strike. Luckily, Mighty Patch Original shrinks the look of pimples in just one use. We'd say that's a pretty good deal. Shop Mighty Patch at all major retailers.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.